Welcome back to Chicago's Afternoon News right here on WGN 720. As you heard the president say yesterday in his primetime address, he would like every adult 18 years or older to be eligible for a vaccine, to get at least that first dose by May 1st. The city of Chicago, Cook County, the state has said that it really depends on how much supply, the vaccine that they actually get, if they can meet that deadline. The folks over in Lake County, they seem to be really doing a lot of things right when it comes to the vaccine. Mark Pfister, the executive director of Lake County Public Health, is with me now. 50% of Lake County seniors have received at least one COVID-19 vaccination dose. Mark, how has this really come together here in Lake County?
Well, one of the ways that we've really done a great job on this is we have a ton of partners that are helping us do this. So it's not just the Lake County Health Department that's vaccinating these individuals. We have multiple partners that are helping us do this.
Getting that done, I mean, one of the biggest issues that I hear time and time again, one of the biggest issues I heard from my mother and mother-in-law when they were trying to get appointments was just that, getting actual appointments to get the vaccine. How is that working in Lake County?
Well, it's working through a myriad of, unfortunately, we don't have one single registration and scheduling process here in Lake County. We do have our all-vax system that we asked all our residents to register in, but then there's a lot of other ways that people, unfortunately, have to go in and get an appointment. So if you go to a Walgreens, they have their own system. If you go to a Jewel Osco, they have their own system. But what we're really trying to do is work with our partners in a very strategic way. So, for example, our hospitals are also vaccinating those that are 65 and over. And so they're calling their patients because we know a lot of the patients that are 65 and above, you know, are not able to use the Internet as well or have capability to access the Internet. So that is something that the hospitals have really done a great job of calling their patients, scheduling them in their systems, and then getting them in there for their vaccination.
Have you been running into any vaccination hesitation in Lake County of trying to really get the word out there? Hey, you need to go get vaccinated, especially if you're in this group. It's your turn. Let's go. Let's get this done. Or have people really just kind of been open to this and say, all right, now it's my turn. I'm going to sign up. I'm going to go and I'm going to get that vaccinated.
Yeah, I think there's always those out there that want to wait and see what happens with their friends or family. And so they just want to see what happens after they get a vaccination and then they come along later. But yes, we are definitely not experiencing a lot of individuals that are saying that they're not going to get the vaccine. In fact, it's the opposite. We've had so many people. The demand is so great. I mean, pretty much everybody that I talk to that's 65 and above wants that shot and they want it tomorrow.
We are talking with Mark Pfister, the executive director of Lake County Public Health, where 50% of Lake County seniors have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccination. Mark, moving forward here, when you start to look at some of the other categories here, are there some things that you've learned as being so successful, at least in this group, that you can use moving forward?
Absolutely. I think there's we keep tweaking our system and making it more efficient. So, for example, out at our fairground site where we're vaccinating, when we first started, we were doing about 500 to 600 per day, doses per day. But now we have the system set up that we're doing over 1,000 doses a day. And then now that we have the ability with the National Guard coming in next week to help us out, we're really going to expand that capacity because we'll have vaccinators working 6 days a week. So we're going to be hitting 2,500 doses per day. So, but each little time frame that goes by, we know how to make the system more efficient and to make it more effective to get people through in a timely manner.
Mark, if people are in Lake County and they're listening right now, how should they get signed up if they want to get this vaccination?
Well, we would always recommend for everybody to sign up in our AllVax system. So it's allvax.lakecohealth.org. So they can go in and register when their time comes. So as you know, the president said last night that he wants to make everybody eligible by May 1st. But until that time, by going into all vaxes, we would notify you when you could start scheduling, when your phase came up, whether you be in phase 1B plus or phase 1C. And so that's a great way to get notification of when you can sign up or get scheduled for an appointment, whether it's with us or with somebody else that's vaccinating in Lake County.
Now, you also mentioned, and I mean, I know this very well. Anybody that has older parents knows this. You mentioned the internet being able to really get on there and be internet savvy enough to get an appointment. Are there is there a place where people can call, or is there a outreach program for people to help seniors out to get an appointment?
Yeah, that's an awesome question, because we actually have both. We have our call line, which people can call 847-377-8130 for those that live or work in Lake County. And then we've also got some of our county board members have actually helped out and have a group of volunteers that all they do is contact 65 and above individuals to help them get their appointments scheduled. So even if they don't have access to the internet, they can call that phone number. We'll get them into our system, and then we'll call them back and schedule an appointment for them.
All right, Mark. Well, thank you so much. Keep up the good work out there.
Yeah, and the other great news is that we're also going to be finishing up with all of our, another thing that President Biden said was that he wanted all teachers to be vaccinated as quick as possible. That's another great success here in Lake County, is that all our private and public pre-K through 12 staff will all have been having their second dose by the end of March. So all of our pre-K through 12 staff will have been vaccinated by the end of March.
That is great news. It really, really shows that there is hope right there on the horizon, that we are almost to the other side of this.
Yep, and we hope with that so we get our kids back in school, because that's what we all want to do, is get to the light at the end of the tunnel, and we all want to get our lives back. So thank you for the conversation today.
Yeah, absolutely. Mark Pfister, Executive Director of Lake County Public Health, thanks so much for joining us. You're listening to Chicago's Afternoon News on 720 WGN. Now, time for a check of traffic and weather. Here's Mary.